Hey everyone, Eric here. Just a quick note, there's an image that goes along with this episode. It's a screenshot of the battle map, and we mention it during the episode, so we wanted to make sure you could visualize what we were talking about. You can find it on our Facebook page, or you can go to porkfrieddice.com, which has a link to our Flickr account, where we'll upload the image as well. Visual aids! Holy cow! Technology! Cool! Alright, now on to episode 56.
This episode brought to you by Bugbear Spray.
Oh no! Those pesky bugbears are clawing at your door again, aren't they? And your sword's all the way at the back of the shed behind the lawnmower. Time to grab the bug spray. But wait! That stuff only works on bugs! I guess you're fucked, aren't you? Introducing Bugbear Spray, the patented combination of astringent bug spray and a double-barreled shotgun. One blast from this baby and that bugbear's blood will turn your front walkway into a veritable red carpet. You might just expect Jimmy Stewart to show up to accept his Oscar for the Philadelphia Story right about now. But if he does, watch out! He's been dead for 20 years! He must be a zombie! Don't worry though, bugbear spray is highly effective versus zombies as well. Because who are we kidding? Our bugbear spray might have a can of Raid duct tape to it, but it's really just a shotgun.
Bugbear spray. It's a shotgun!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay, go. Play the music. Play the music.
What?
OMG.
Is this music or is it just...
ambiance.
Trains rumbling. Am I hearing this right?
This is the opener to the last episode.
Yeah, I know! Oh my gosh!
Timpani.
I like how you're staring at me like you're scared of the sound. Oh God! How long?
How long, oh Lord?
Is this the whole episode? Do we have to scream over the music? Ew, there's a spider on my gin and tonic coaster.
Kill it.
Look at it.
That was epic.
That's terrifying. That spider almost killed me.
I'm having a little bit of trouble believing you.
It was Aragog.
Didn't you see? It had a small vial of cyanide in one of its legs.
Spider comes up with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, that would be what happens.
Aww. Unfortunately, I didn't realize that after playing that, everything would seem anticlimactic.
Yes, it's
true. It's a sad side effect. Years and years ago on Pork Fried Dice.
God.
It was was an interrogation palooza.
It was the best. Can we do it some more?
Oh, God.
Well, we'll see. First, back then, though, Izek was grilled, where we most importantly learned that Will might have to pretend to be racist if he wants to keep up appearances as the mayor.
No!
A zone of truth, a.k.a. an exposition inquisition, was then effectively applied by Batwack. And the screws were then put to Lady Wachter, where lots and lots of information was revealed that I hopefully won't contradict too much once I forget what was asked and answered. Izek then proceeded to flip his shit at the mention of Irina, revealing that she's the girl in his dreams.
Yeah, not like the girl of his dreams, just in his dreams. Am I right?
I wrote in here. Here.
Well, that's what
here we go already.
No. That's the thing. It just seemed like it wasn't. It seemed like before it was some kind of weird stalker.
Right, like stalker thing.
But now it's like just kind of like, oh God, this woman's in my dreams, and I'm trying to just figure out who it is that I'm making these representations. I don't know, to cope. Who knows? Still have many interrogations to do, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully
but
not.
Unfortunately, Lady Wachter took that opportunity to sic her guards on Nick, who had been holding her at Rapier Point. As the fight erupted, our gaze shifted to the Blue Water Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Where a bit of a kerfuffle was apparently breaking out as well. We now take you back to the mansion of the recently deceased and subsequently impersonated... Ever heard of Respect for the Dead, Will? Baron Volokovich. Where Lank is about to tell us how he's going to de-escalate the conflict here with the minimum amount of violence required. Right? Because we did roll initiative last time, and Lank is top of the heap.
Well, I think it's time for a thoughtful dialogue.
if you all would like to utilize the map, you can do so on roll 20. I should have said that 10 minutes ago.
Now that we're at the point where we could do something,
three of us are there. Lank, you have four guards in front of you leaping towards Nick. We've got Izek with his arms sort of gripping, or his hands gripping Rafina's shoulders. And the rest of the gang is there, too.
So Izek is the blue guy.
Yep.
Are there icons for the guards that I'm just
not
seeing?
I just typed their names in. Can you see the names?
Oh, yes. Yes, okay.
We've got Merida, Cora, Devin, and Hans.
Well, Hans appears to be closest. So I think Hans might be in need of a good mauling.
Alrighty. So go ahead. Deal forth your strikes of fury or whatever.
Okay, first roll is 10 plus 18 to hit.
That is certainly a hit.
That is a hit. All right, and then...
Oh, do you have... Is that Fiona Wachter? Is that a Dolores Umbridge? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice!
That is 9 damage.
Okay. And that was to Hans. Okay.
Yes, and I'll go ahead and swing again.
Alrighty.
12 to hit.
That is a miss.
Well, drat.
Bollocks. Alright. So you swing your maul. He's sort of turning away from you, so you catch him in the shoulder with the metal head of your maul. I'm assuming you're not trying to just lightly tap him unconscious, like you
were
earlier
today. This seems a bit more cut and dried.
Yes, okay. But your second attack does, in fact, go wild. Now, we're in a tight room here. Do you want to try to reposition yourself? Reposition yourself.
Since he's still right in front of me, I think I'll wait until he's not right in front of me.
Okay. All right. And then we go to Will.
Oh, crap. And I can't, like, be all magic-y, because then, unless the Baron had magical powers, which I can't risk...
And don't forget, Bernard is in the other room. You had him hide in sight of the front door as a rat.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Bernard to stay out for now, but come closer to the room just to be prepared for my own personal safety.
Okay, whatever you need, just tell me. I'm ready.
Okay, just don't come in, though. You're a rat.
Are you naked?
No.
Don't come in! Don't come in!
We're all naked! Don't come in! Oh, man.
You've got some guards right in front of you. You're next to Izek as well. You're kind of in the thick of it.
I know, but I think I need to, for show, go behind Izek's back and pretend that Izek... I'm going to have Izek protect me.
From who? Like, who do you want to put yourself... Who do you want to put him between?
I want him to protect me from those guards that are attacking Nick and who are on the side of the woman who tried to kill, quote unquote, me.
Okay. You're in charge of your token, so you can move him if you would like to where you would like him to go. In
I'm
going to
jump up, like, literally, I'm going to jump up on this little couch behind Izek, like,
Okay.
I'm the Baron. I can't do anything. I'm going to jump up on this couch. But the door is open. I just realized that I could have.
I think it's been open. Yeah, it was.
Because I was gonna wonder if.
I mean, it's kind of closed in the sense that Bathwack is standing in front of it, and he does make a better door than a window. But the physical door is, I believe, open.
Can I go back on what I said about Bernard, and can I have him run into the room?
Yeah.
But stay. I need to be able to cast a shocking grasp for him so that he can deliver it, but he can't deliver it the next turn, right? He probably can't get to the guards in one turn. So come into the room so I can cast shocking grasp the next turn so that he can deliver it to somebody the next turn.
Okay.
Cool.
That's cool.
All right.
I didn't actually make a token for him, so I'll work on that while we hear from, dang it, it's me, Nick. Nick, tell us what you want to do.
Oh, don't get killed.
What if I had two parts of my brain and I could just...
What the hell is that?
That is a swarm of rats, but I'm using that to represent Bernard.
Yay, he's a whole swarm.
I thought the game took a really weird turn.
It did. A swarm of rats the size of the house descends.
Yes.
I put you in charge of his token, so you can move him too.
Yeah, hide under that couch. Yeah, that's a good...
All right. Nick is going to... I think he's going to defend himself against the guards themselves, and he's going to whirl. Merida is the closest, so he is going to try to put his rapier into her flesh. That is a... Hey, don't give it away.
Oh.
Surprised everyone? Yeah. It's a natural 20.
I'm sorry, I ruined the surprise.
You blew it! All right, so that is a critical hit. 17 damage to Merida.
That's really sad because I liked her movie. So
I was just going to say something like that. Yes, she does. She does a nice job with the bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
So he puts that rapier directly in her belly, and her beautiful, radiant, bright blonde hair is shook around as she goes, "Yeah!" And then we go to Bathwack.
So I'm going to touch the chain around my neck and mutter a prayer to cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
And then advance on Lady Wachter.
Okay.
So... I'll move here. And then...
Move away from the door towards her. She's still in her chair. So she's kind of in between you and Nick.
Yeah. And make my first attack against her.
Oh my god.
All right. Go for it.
all right. That's only 10.
That is a hit.
It's a hit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's like a little old lady, huh?
Oh, crap. Now I'm going to feel bad.
She's not wearing any armor or anything. That you can. There's nothing physical
really
anyway.
Dead. All right.
Okay.
Well then she takes... Hold on, let me just tell it all to you at once, and then we can talk about whether or not she's still alive. All right. So she takes 14 slashing damage. And another 10 thunder damage.
Okay. Describe a blow that almost kills someone.
Oh. Oh, okay, well, almost kills someone.
Yes.
Well, also, she needs to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, okay. What's the DC?
14.
Failure.
Uh-oh.
All right, so she's knocked up against the wall.
Okay.
Behind Nick, I guess.
Sure. We'll just slide her into the corner. She blasts backwards
and
out
knocked
of the
down. Yeah. Picture an uppercut, except delivered with a sword.
Got it.
What?
So this sword swipes up from underneath and cuts directly into her chin.
Oh.
The force of it, in addition to severely wounding her, blows her backwards out of her chair. Seems to be some additionally magically religious-y stuff that
really
emanates
like
forth from her sword.
That...
And she goes sprawling back into the corner.
It's like, I mean, it's like a giant turtle dragon guy just literally took a baseball bat swing with a sword and threw an old lady against the wall.
Bathwack, that's really rude.
That's terrible.
Dude, so look, I mean...
Well, Bathwack just found out, you know?
No. I'm thinking it's just a funny image, yeah. Not that it's wrong to do. Kill her, please. She's
I've got the impression that she's pretty evil.
Yeah.
And I'm a little nervous because she uses magic.
Yes, absolutely. No, I just thought it was a funny image that it's like a little Dolores Umbridge wearing pink old she's... lady. As you hit her across the room like a puff of like the powder that she uses on her wig or something just poof is left on the chair.
I kind of feel bad. I'm wondering if I should use my second attack.
Or whatever.
Gosh, you're being super mean to this old lady. Come on, finish her off.
Absolutely, she's totally evil, man.
I don't know if I can. I can't advance anymore, right?
You can, because you can split your move up, and you only moved 5 feet. So yeah, you can move. You can move, attack, and move.
Can I change targets?
I believe so. Yeah.
All right. Does anyone have an opinion?
Bathwax says in the midst of this battle.
Yeah, really.
Blood dripping from the point of the sword.
I take half a second to scan everyone's eyes.
Lank's eyes would say, I'm really disturbed about these people using magic because I was on the receiving end of it. Lank has very expressive eyes.
All right, done. I'm closing in on Lady Fiona again.
Okay. You step over the chair.
Yeah.
Maybe stand on the back of it.
Yeah. On the floor. This is a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right.
The end.
And that does 11 damage.
That kills her or knocks her out, depending on what Bathwack's intent would be.
Oh geez. Well, my intent was to kill her.
Okay. She's dead.
Oh my god. Oh, Will's like.
In like one fluid motion, this first blow sending her backwards, Bathwack just steps forward into it, just brings the sword back up over his head and plunges it down into her heart.
Oh my god.
Gout of blood shoots up, and she lets out a final old lady breath.
Oh. I'm not a cop.
And now...
Yeah, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah, it's like you do, but seriously, she just, like, after all that conversation we had, she wanted to, she did, she killed the Baron. I mean, we're pretending that he didn't die, but he's dead. She killed him, and she killed the wife.
And she also admitted to being a cult leader of people who worship and revere Strahd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somehow, I mean, people are messing with Link, so.
So she did admit it was not her. She said that it was not. She didn't cast that
I think we were close enough, though, that it was like, yeah, yeah.
All right. Rafina, you've just witnessed...
What's left to do?
You've just witnessed this murder. You have Izek. Izek is clutching you with his black hand and regular hand. So you are kind of grappled, so you could reason with him. You do have 4 guards that have just at least shown intent at attacking Nick.
I'm looking around, trying to figure out what the guards' reactions are to the spurting blood out of the old lady. I'm looking around with my lips pursed.
They look panicked.
And they're part of the cult! They're part of the cult! Kill him, kill him, kill him! That's Will yelling it in the corner. Ah, kill him!
Well, that wasn't part of my
That's the Baron?
Yeah, that's the Baron.
Well, I'm going to try this. Rafina pulls out a glow stick.
Cool.
And cracks it and shakes it and it begins to glow and it creates the hypnotic pattern that is going to stun them all.
Oh my god.
They have to do wisdom saving throws now.
It's a 30-foot cube.
Yeah, that's right.
So you could cast it, but you would have to include, if you want to get all the guards, you would have to include either Nick and Bathwack or Lank in the
All we have to do to get them out of it is shake them.
Okay. So
sorry, guys. I'm gonna stun you for just a minute.
But it's a pretty glow stick, so right. It's good.
So who do you want to include? Nick and Bathwack, or Lank, or all of them, or everyone in the room? You could actually.
I want to manage to get the guards.
Right.
So whoever's going to be included in that, I'm trying to pull up the map. Sorry. Okay. So it means I'm going to hit Nick, and I'm going to hit Lank. I kind of wouldn't mind. Well, I don't know about Izzik, but I don't have time to ask anyone what they think I should do.
Look into Lank's really expressive eyes.
I've been magicked enough. Don't you magic me more.
I'm pretty sure that the point has to be where you can see. So basically you could center it on Merida, who's at the north point of the room. And
yep,
you would catch pretty much everybody but Will and Bernard in it.
Okay.
But you're excluded. You're fine.
Okay.
So everybody has to make a wisdom saving throw now. What is your spell save DC, Rafina?
It is 14.
Okay. So Lank and Bathwack, you have to save. And
total of 19.
So you save.
You're probably in good shape.
4, I don't save.
All right. You are incapacitated and have a speed of 0.
Well, he's done enough.
Thanks a lot.
And take a break.
I feel like Rafina would totally do that. She'd be like, you just killed that old lady? I'm not sure how I feel about that. Here's a glow stick.
Yep, here's a glow stick.
All right.
Enjoy this mini rave.
was 19 enough to save?
Yeah, her spell save was 14, so you're fine.
14, okay.
I need to roll for the guards. All right, and they actually have advantage, because this is a charm effect.
Why do they have advantage? There's so many secret rules.
Well, it's what the kind of characters they are.
Oh my god, they must have some kind of cult advantage.
Cult?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just making that up.
Han saves.
Jerk.
Cora fails.
Neener.
Devin fails.
Yeah.
And Merida.
Dumbass.
Fails.
Yay!
Alright, so they are all incapacitated. You see their eyes turn into black and white pinwheels. They start spinning around as this,
I love this part,
pattern of light flashes around the room.
Nice!
The
glow
system
stick
is down. The system is down.
The cheat is grounded. OMG, I could recite that whole thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The spell ends if any of them take damage or if someone uses an action to shake them out of their stupor.
An action, not a movement?
No, you have to use your action to do it.
Well, that makes everything more complicated! Okay, fine.
So that's that, but you're still sort of gripped by Izzik, so you can't move even if you wanted to.
Even if I wanted to?
Even if you wanted to. All right.
Okay.
So we go to the guards' turn. Cora, Devin, and Merida all stand there, just starry-eyed, hands at their sides. Hans runs for the door. So I need an attack of opportunity first from you, Lank.
How is that rolled differently from a normal attack?
It is the same as your normal attack, just a single attack.
Okay, that is a 24 to hit.
Definitely hits.
That is 10.
Okay. You smack Hans as he runs past you. He skids past behind Izzik, who's going to let go of you, Rafina, and swing around with the short sword that was given to him by Bathwack to try to make his own attack.
It was his.
Yeah.
It was so nice of you to return it to him. Did you lose this? I found it in your room.
I found it in your underwear drawer. Yeah.
We were looking for the bathroom. We've established we were looking for the restroom.
Exactly.
Okay. And that hits, and he does... he swings around. You can tell he's very adept at this kind of thing. Martial prowess is very strong with him. And he just pulls this short sword up and almost kind of clotheslines him with it, but there's got to be some sort of force because the sword just cuts right through and beheads him.
Whoa!
What?
Hans, as he's running past behind Izzik.
Izzik does
that to Hans.
Okay.
Yes. He swings that short sword around.
I'm just making sure I heard that right.
Kind of like a backhand.
The object of the beheading.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know.
Hans's head is parted from his body. The head tumbles down to the carpet beneath, and the body sort of shifts forward and slams into the ground in front of the door.
Whoa.
And then it is Izek's turn.
Oh, God.
And he is going to turn around. And he's got this short sword in two hands. And he is going to try to cleave it into Devin, who is the nearest guard, just standing there incapacitated.
Will could probably call out and tell him to stop, but I don't think he's gonna. The Baron says, go!
All right. And he is going to swing at him twice. The first attack hits and does 13 damage to Devin. Devin is lucky that Izek does not have his battle axe.
Oh, God.
And the second attack misses. But, what's his face? He does wake up. Devin does sort of wake up because he just took a short sword to the shoulder. And,
wishes he could go back to sleep.
He's actually going to move up, so he's sort of next to all of the guards. And then we go to Lank.
Well, with Izek now between me and Devin, I'm going to go, well...
They're incapacitated, so you're not going to take any attacks of opportunity from them. You're free to move about as you would like.
Okay, then I'm going to move here and go after Devin.
All right, so you're going to shift around in between Izek and Rafina and come up next to Devin. And you're going to try to swing into him?
I am.
Go ahead. Each attack is with advantage because he can't move or dodge or anything.
Okay. Let's see. That is 18.
Hit.
11.
Okay.
Damage.
Got it. You land a solid blow on Devin there, crumpling it into his chest, and he staggers back a bit, but he's still on his feet.
Well, then I'm going to hit him again.
Okay. Oh, wait. You didn't have advantage. Oh, well. Because he's not incapacitated. But that's fine. That's my mistake. But for this second one...
I rolled the same number twice.
Oh,
so,
well, there you go.
So it worked out well.
Wow.
Thanks, Ty, for
Thanks,
not making
fate.
Me...
The second time I rolled, it was a natural 20.
Everyone, what do you think is going to happen next?
Whoa!
I'm going to play that sound.
Yeah.
Lank's going to die instantly.
So you max out the damage. So whatever like you could possibly get is what you get, plus an additional damage die.
Okay, then that's a total of... Whoa.
Did you max it again?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's 34.
Okay. Wow. That would have killed him even if he were at full health. So go ahead and describe what that means since he had about 9 hit points left.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Lank didn't realize that he had as much left in him as he did. Uh-huh. So took a harder swing than he might have had he realized Devin's situation. So he just sort of imagine hitting a water balloon with a baseball bat.
It just gross.
A blood balloon.
Evaporates into mist.
You're all sprayed with water.
Yeah.
All right. So Devin is no more, and Izzet goes...
Oh, God. Wow.
Lank looks a little bit startled at the result of that hit.
And Will, you're up.
Do I recognize that those guards are...
Yes.
So now I don't know what I would do, because I don't think I would want to wake them up, right?
Hurting them would wake them up.
And I, would I know that, or could I ask yes. Rafina, like, mm-hmm.
You're
you know,
familiar
I think
enough
he
with
would just say something
effects.
Like that, like, should we just leave him alone? I don't know. What do you think?
Rafina would say, well, we have certainly demonstrated our strength. I, as a cleric, would not advocate for violence. However,
it sounds like you really want it.
However, I'm not. I know you would be forgiven should you continue to secure our escape.
So what are you saying? Why didn't you close the door?
Wow. I think Will getting that confirmation from Rafina sends Bernard over to
the dark side.
Yeah. I guess too, you know what, because Cora is right in front of Izek and Will wants to see what Izek can do, I think he wakes Cora up with a shock.
Okay. So go ahead.
19 plus my spells.
You have advantage, so you can roll that again.
I do? Holy shit.
Because she's incapacitated, she can't dodge.
It's a 19.
Well, you could roll a 20. You didn't. 3. Sorry. Pathetic!
I don't even know what I had to.
It doesn't matter, you hit.
It doesn't? Okay. So. 6. 6. 12. 12 shocking damage.
To Cora. She, light comes back into her eyes, both, figuratively and electrically.
As yes.
Shocks of lightning travel up from her foot, where Bernard just sort of rested his little paw, up through, to the tip of her head, and her, her bright red hair shoots out.
Wait, it was blonde. Oh, hers
is
red.
Cora.
How confusing are you gonna be? Merida should have had the red hair.
Her hair stands straight out on end. Does anything else happen, or is it just damage?
It's just damage, I think.
Okay.
It's, I'm sorry, now I'm
sometimes
I'm
spells
pretty
have
sure it's
additional
damage.
Effects or whatever.
It's just like lightning damage, and it can't take reactions until the start of its next turn.
Okay, that matters. So like a opportunity attack, for example.
You're welcome, guys. Not so great, but you know.
All right, and then we go to Nick. He's going to turn and see that Merida is still sort of stunned. Now, what would Nick do?
Take them into custody, you boring jerk
face. Yeah, he would.
Yep.
He is going to pull out a length of rope and start to bind Merida's hands, careful not to stir her enough to rouse her from her stupor.
She is stupor.
And then we go to Bathwack.
But I'm also incapacitated.
Oh, shit. He's still...
Oh, Nick was.
Oh, yeah, Nick was too?
Hold on. let me just... Yeah, I don't think you... let's see. Yeah, the only way is to wait for it. It takes up to a minute. So 10 rounds or someone waking you up. So... Nick and Bathwack. Nick does not do any of what I described. He just stands there like a slack-jawed idiot. And so does Bathwack.
Oh, no.
Good times.
Rafina, you're back up.
It's time for me to wake some of these dudes up.
All right.
I can't wake up more than one at a time. Is that true? Or...
Correct. But you could you have to go over
I
to them.
Use? So I'm going to go over and I'm going to wake up Bathwack.
Okay. You cross over the room and you wake up Bathwack and he's awake.
Huh? What?
Sorry, turtle dude.
Bathwick punches Rafina. No.
And he kills another little old lady. Nice job, Bathwack.
All right. So we go to Cora and Merida. Merida is still stunned and charmed. Cora, let's see. She's got Izek looming in front of her. She is going to throw her short sword down, kneel down, and put her hands up in front of her head, just like trying to block a blow or whatever. Saying, "No, no, no! Please, 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 don't!"
Oh, get her, Izek! Get
and then
her!
Izek is going to lift his short sword above his head.
One person who could have saved her is like, "Get out of here!"
Oh, it's terrible.
And
oh, God. Oh, he rolled a 19.
And does...
That's unfortunate for her.
Oh, goodness gracious. If only Will were a nice person.
His short sword slices down, lops off a few of her fingers, and lodges into her shoulder. She slumps backwards against the wall. She's not dead, but she's definitely not doing very well. And then we go back to Lank.
So Nick is still asleep, right?
Correct.
Or like stunned or whatever we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think, can I even get to?
Yeah, you can move through your party's squares.
Oh, okay.
Then
I'll wander over here and try to get Nick awake.
Okay, you do.
Aw, the four good people in the party are in the corner.
And you're in the other corner.
And I'm
pooping
egging.
Your pants, probably.
No, I'm egging Izek on. It's terrible. Like the screen right now just shows exactly. All these four nice
Should
people waking each other up. And me just egging this demon-armed man to kill this woman who's begging for her life. And I'm like, wee!
Sick, why didn't you hit her harder?
I know. Oh my goodness gracious.
All right.
Isaac's like, that's the Baron I remember.
Maybe not as racist as before, but still.
Oh god.
All right. Will, it is your turn.
All right. Is anyone looking at me? Don't look at me. No.
Don't look at me!
I'm wondering if I should do the shocking grasp again while Izek is already taking care of her. Yeah, I think I can do it again.
Yep, it's at will.
All right. I'm going to do that again.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to tell Bernard to try to avoid getting stomped on by Izek.
Is he going after Cora again?
Yes, after Cora again, yes. I'm not going to cause this other person right next to all these people just trying to wake each other up. And then I'm like, guys, fight this lady too. Ha ha. All right, here we go. Ah, fuck. 5.
Miss.
Yep, miss.
All right.
All right, Bernard, run away. Run, run, run.
He's too worried about Izek stomping on him and he can't really get to Cora. So do you want him to move?
Yeah, I want him to go under that other chair in the corner. Like, he basically runs behind Cora to try to get her. It doesn't work, and he runs under the little chair in the opposite
far corner of the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
The horde of rats is under the chair.
All right.
Replacing the chair. It's forming a chair.
The chair is no longer touching the ground.
Yeah.
It's actually touching the ceiling now.
Oh, rat chair.
All right. Nick is awake, and he's going to try to bind Merida's hands now that he is actually awake. All right. And he starts to work on that. Bathwack.
We need to get Izek under control now.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good Don't luck. Kill him. Rafina is like, Bathwack, remember that he has the weird thing about Irina that we don't know yet. We want
yeah,
to
no,
know.
No, no, no. I'm not going to kill him.
No more granny punches.
You see Will in the corner on the couch, like my fingers are like, yay!
So, is Cora still alive?
Yeah, barely.
All right. And Izek looks like he's about to strike her again.
You would not see a reason why he wouldn't. She had already thrown her weapon down before he hit her that last time. If I had remembered the way his character works, she would be dead right now, but go on.
I get between him and Cora. I don't know if I want to grapple him or grab his arms or something, but I want to prevent him from killing these other two.
Yeah, that would be a grapple, and that's like as a DM, my weak spot, because I never remember how those rules work. I think it's an opposed strength contest, like you roll a strength check and he does, and whoever wins, they get what they want.
Do I get any kind of bonus or just the strength bonus?
It's just your strength bonus, unless your character has something specifically about grappling.
No.
Okay. Because it's not like an attack or anything, so it's just plus your strength.
Oh my god, Will is so excited right now! Bathwack versus Izek, you guys! I'm going to sell tickets to this. I'm going to build a stadium in Valaki and just sell tickets to fights with a giant turtle and demon face.
Will, no,
I'm Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Everybody stop. Stop what you're doing. I'm going to build a stadium. I'll be right back.
All right, so go ahead.
All right, so let's just do it, yeah.
All right, I'll roll his, and I'll tell you what you have to beat. That'll be fun.
Good.
You only have to beat a 10.
Yeah, you can do it, Bathwack.
Yes! 21.
Woohoo!
Definitely works. All right, so, yeah, he looks like he's readying another strike, and you, I guess, grab his hands to keep him from swinging that sword.
Yeah. Izek, hold on. Hold on, Izek.
And he just kind of growls at you. And we go to Rafina.
Rafina says, "Here, I have some twisty ties that you can use to tie him up."
Twisty ties?
What?
I save them not... every time I open a loaf of bread.
I'm not tying Izek up.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if he was, twisty ties would not be the first choice.
They're surprisingly
Yeah, I'd use pipe cleaners.
Okay.
Elmer's glue and glue his hands together.
Yeah, Elmer's glue. Aw, so cute.
Now don't move your hands for the next hour and a half.
Now Nick is awake now, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, because Link
except
woke
for
up.
Except yep. for Merida.
All right, and nobody has any damage that I love, right? All of my friends are fine, so I can't yeah. heal anymore.
I have damage
Cora.
A while ago.
You could heal Cora. She's like got her. She's got a sword in her shoulder or neck.
Well,
and
a wound. He pulled it out to try to hit her again.
And
with
her
it.
Fingers are chopped off
yeah,
on one hand.
She's definitely not doing well. If you care to
heal her,
but also don't. Who cares? Just let her die. Let
you
her
can.
Die.
You can choose to.
I can choose to heal her. I am a little concerned about this. I feel like she's suffering. Maybe I should finish her off so that she doesn't suffer. But I don't actually have things that really kill people, except for my bangy thing. My mace! But that also feels out of character for me. So, what am I gonna do, guys?
I don't know.
What would Rafina do?
What would Rafina do?
WWRD.
There's no wrong answer. It's your character.
He's already offered her twisty ties.
Yeah. Well, net.
You mean like for like bread bags, right?
Yeah. Knit a net of twisty ties. And
those will make great tourniquets, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I can just.
Just heal her.
All right, fine. Poof, you're healed. Hang on. Spare the dying. Does she have zero hit points?
No.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do my mass healing word then.
Does that affect more than just her?
I get to choose the up to six creatures. I'm just going to use this one, and hopefully we won't need it anytime soon, dudes.
Yeah, well, are any of us hit?
His morning escapades.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm hanging on by a fairly thick thread, but still.
Well, then I will heal you too, Link.
Yeah.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Do hickey 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 poof. There we go.
So how does it work? How much healing do you deliver?
1d4 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, which is 3.
Okay. So roll a 1d4, add 3, yep. And as many creatures as you want gain that many hit points.
Three!
So Lank and Cora gain 6 hit points.
Woo!
Does Merida was hurt. Do you want to heal her?
Yes.
Okay. Alright. And then we go to the guards. Merida is still dazed and confused. Cora is sobbing on the ground. We'll leave her be there. Izek is struggling mightily against you, Batwack, but instead of really putting all of his effort into that, he is going to let go of the short sword with his big black arm hand, and a ball of flame is going to bloom outwards and fly towards Cora.
No, oh, no, okay. Let's
Are you
not
okay
set
with that, Will?
Let's not set the house on fire, Izek!
And that hits.
You're gonna set my house on fire!
And does...
Oh, Izek.
Enough damage to immolate Cora in a ball of flame.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So Cora is burning and screaming away against the wall.
Rafina is really annoyed.
Izek!
What?!
Stop!
He.
I love that annoyance is the reaction from yeah. Rafina. She's like, I just fixed that.
I just cleaned up this mess.
He looks pissed. But he stops struggling against Bathwack.
You're gonna set my bear rug on fire. Come on, man. Look around you. This isn't the street.
The only combatant left is bound. So I'm gonna say we're out of initiative at this point.
All right.
Though, depending right. on what you
is,
say,
so
Izek
is calming down. Change.
He doesn't seem to be straining against you.
All right, I'll.
I've got
I'll
one release. Living guard left.
Yes,
I'll release my grip on Izek then.
Yeah. Okay. He steps back from you, a little bit. He's still got the short sword, and he is just kind of eyeing you. Keeps glancing over at Merida, who is still dazed, at least for the moment. It'll last for another 30 seconds or so. and but she's also bound.
I'm gonna sheath my sword and then just extend a, like, I don't know, a hand of, like, peace to Izek.
Izek's going to see that and turn to the mayor, who is Will, and say, "Can I put her out of her misery?" Points at Merida.
"I just said stop. I don't want you to set the house on fire."
"I've got this." And he holds up his sword.
Is there any place other than the weird torture closet in my own home that we can take that we can take him or her? Sorry, it's a girl.
Yes.
Her.
Blonde Merida.
That we can take blonde Merida. Where would be the most secure place? Because you know what? She's apparently loyal to Strahd.
Right. And yeah. He holds up his sword again.
Yeah, and he looks at everyone. Will's looking at everyone else like, she's loyal to Strahd.
Yeah, we haven't talked to her yet, have we?
No.
She probably wouldn't know anything more. But she saved on that last, when we interrogated the woman who's now in the next room.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bathwack. I don't know. Is there any chance that she knows something that the ringleader didn't know? Probably not.
Unless Nick says, were there any questions we didn't get to ask her? Gesturing at what's left of Lady Watcher beneath Lank's feet.
I mean, we could ask her just simply, like, what does Strahd know? Like, are you guys in communication with Strahd? Did we ask Fiona Wachter that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, and she's not in
She said no.
Not in
Well, this one might be less resistant to answering our questions now that we've, like, just brutally murdered everyone she knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she causes trouble, I think we can probably take her.
I think you know what we should get her to do is, like, help us round up these people that we don't know. Oh, I can't say that out loud, though, because I probably would know those people's names. All the people that Fiona Wachter listed in the cult, we should round all those mofos up.
Izek says, we don't need this one to do that.
All right, is there a special extra bad cell that we can put them in? Like, underground, 100 feet, and if not, why haven't I started building that yet, Isaac? Come on.
Wait a second! You know I hate it when people say my name that way!
Yeah, but you know what? You need to work on your calming in situations like this, so I'm just testing you, okay? Just test.
No, it's not okay!
All right, sorry.
Sound like a mobster. I love it.
You haven't needed one. You've got me.
Right, but we might be changing some things around here for right now. Right, for right immediately now. We have a situation going on that we need as much information as we can get because right now, Izek, all is not well.
Look around you. Look how much blood is in this room. Everything is great. She's dead. She's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Izek?
A death for you. A death for you.
Izek, you seem to agree with everything I say.
Yes.
All is not well right now. Just listen to me and don't argue. We need to get as much information as we can from these people. We need to put them all in some hole in the ground. Line it with fire and spikes. And not let them get out or Strahd get in. And I don't know. Not killing them right now, apparently. And he looks at everyone else like, wah. But good job. You did a really good job. I'm very proud of you.
Well, should we go over to her place? Gesturing at Wachter, or what's left of
you
her.
Think they're
I'm just
there?
Gonna keep saying that about everybody. What's left of them.
Yeah. You think they're there?
I don't know. There might be some information there. She's not there, obviously.
Yeah, let's go. Yes.
Okay, should we kill her before we go? Pointing at Merida.
Okay, Izek, I already said. Izek.
Hey, I came up with a good plan. Throw me a bone.
I already threw you a bone when I let you kill that other chick.
Let me.
Yes, I egged you on, and I was like, good job.
Why you sound patronizing?
Because right now you're freaking out.
Izek, for being so evil and, like, vicious, he's really sensitive.
I have a feeling that, like, it's okay, so this guy, this is out of character, obviously, but, like, I've been thinking about this, like, the way that he reacts to the Baron, it's like, man, this Baron must have fucked with this kid. He must have, like, raised him or something. He has a room in his house, and the way that he just obeys the Baron, this Baron who's, like, seems to be, like, or seemed to be somebody who wasn't very powerful except for his title. I mean, this guy with magical capabilities just completely agreed with him. So this guy is, like, messed up. And I don't know what we're going to do with him because he is definitely messed up.
Yeah.
And he listens to the Baron. I just have to keep up this guise or he's going to be, like, I don't know, mad.
So this is a permanent thing for your character.
I know. Like, right now, it's an easy way to control him because so far that he's obeyed everything that I've said, even in this fight when he was all pissed when I just told him to stop after Bathwack was holding him. He stopped trying to, and he keeps asking if he can kill this lady. So, yeah. Right now, I'll
so
be the
Will
Baron.
And Bathwax, Will and Bathwax suddenly have the same realization.
Yeah.
That Will is going to have to be this way for a while.
Yeah.
And Bathwack laughs quietly to himself as he remembers the Zone of Truth spell.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it still in this room? Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm going to say probably not at this point.
Okay, good. I just start going, hello, I'm dressed as the Baron, and, okay.
That's what the truth sounds like.
That's how you avoid, you just use this weird non-language to answer the question.
All right. I was just about to ask if there's a place that we can put this woman. And if we trust the rest of the guards, like we heard, okay, so only these four guards were the ones involved in the cult. So we can assume that the other guards hopefully are loyal to Izek. What do you think, Izek? Can we trust the other guards that we got?
I have no idea. I say we call them all out and make a new guard.
You really don't think you can trust any of them?
I don't know at this point.
All right, so Izek, if you had to have a very high security place to keep prisoners while you didn't trust the entirety of your guard, where would you keep prisoners?
Well, I mean, we usually keep them upstairs, but that's a lot to cram in that room.
Right.
I mean, we've had a few in there.
With the dolls?
She just says the dolls again. With the dolls? She said, I have to keep talking about these dolls so that... I
how many of you were in my room? Oh, that's right!
And he turns to you. Before we go any further, he's starting to get agitated again.
I need to know about this woman. What do you know about her?
Who are you talking to?
The room.
Oh, everybody. Okay.
She's a friend of ours, but we are interested in protecting her. So you need to
let us know
what your interests are in her before we tell you any information.
I need to see her. She's been in my dreams ever since I was a boy. I've seen visions of her.
How often have we had talks about this, Izek? How familiar am I with this? How many times, Izek?
It's been a while.
You've talked to me about all your dreams, or are there new ones? He's just trying to frame it so that it's not obviously...
It's been years and years since we've really... Why are you... What?
Well, you're...
Stop trying to distract me! Ah. Where is she? We go there first!
No. Okay.
Considering how you reacted to Rufina, it'd probably be best if we know what you want with her before we take you to her.
I don't know! I just need to meet her! I need to see her! She means something to me!
So you won't harm her?
Of course not!
Now, tell it. So you understood who Irina was when I mentioned the doll.
Well,
did you order the doll?
Yes, I had the toy maker in town. He made them for me.
Oh.
And in you know, as Blinsky told you, he was forced.
Yeah.
Upon pain of death or something to make them for Izek. They were not ordered or purchased or willingly given. But that somewhat matches up with what you know.
Right.
So, where is she?
My friends and I would like to confer. Turn your back.
turn your back.
Come on over here, Izek. We're friends now forever.
I would also like to... Yeah, that's an interesting part of it. I would like to also ask our dear Burgermaster for his thoughts as well. So I'm going to include him in my circle of friends here.
I am touched, Seraphina. Thank you. That is so that's kind.
Also, he's our boss.
Yeah, that's true. I am your boss. Never mind. I'm not touched. It's my prerogative. That's right. Thank you.
I'm so touched by how thoughtful you are. Oh, wait. I own you.
Oh, God. And he is like, Izek, go, like, I think we want him in the same room, right? Do we want Izek wandering around, or,
No, he should be close by.
All right, but we don't want this lady to hear us either. This is the tiniest room ever. How do we talk without people hearing us? We start passing notes again. There we go. That worked really well the last time.
Oh, yeah.
We did that.
Why don't I just take her out into the hall and you have your talk?
Izek?
She'll be dead by the time we get done with our talk.
Izek?
Yeah.
What?
I wink at you. Don't kill her.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else... I don't know if anyone caught my wink.
I don't know if we could
I try to surreptitiously wink at you.
We'll go ahead and make a stealth check.
Okay. A wink check.
And anybody who thinks they would be closely watching Will can roll a perception check. You also notice it if your passive perception is above...
I have
18.
I got an 18.
Which I doubt anybody's is.
No.
No,
I was watching Izek.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably ready to talk to Rafina about what we're doing about Irina. Mm-hmm. And not paying attention to Will.
Rafina, yes. Rafina is also not.
Okay. But you can still choose to disagree with the burgomaster of the town of Valaki. He said that would be okay for Izek to take Merida out into the hallway.
And I said don't kill her as I winked at him.
But she said...
Nobody saw the wink.
Nope.
I just said don't kill him. Her.
All right. So
sweet.
Izek...
oh, God.
...takes Merida, who's just starting to stir out of her... hypnotic pattern. She goes, what? No! What? And he's dragging her out the door into the hallway.
I'm glad Bernard isn't saying anything to me.
Are you?
Thanks, Bernard.
Fuck you.
He's supposed to be my moral center.
He's only doing 700
I'm just
other
giving
characters.
You the opportunity, if you want.
That is a good point, and he would be aware.
Yeah.
See, he, in your head, he's like, Will, you don't have to have her killed.
Yes, I do. She is
don't
like.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Too late. Fine. She's gone.
Yep. All right.
So
go ahead, the rest of you. You're alone.
All right.
I think you're alone now. In fact, I know because I'm in charge of the world.
I can't see anything good coming from him meeting Irina.
I think we should see what happens.
I think that.
Fine. Blank goes into the corner and pouts.
Fine.
I feel like we have a series of extreme choices.
Yes.
Like, we can take him over there. If we don't, we will have to kill him or tie him up.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I still think I can control him.
Quick aside, can we hear her out in the hallway being murdered?
Yeah, I know. Would they have any role to hear anything?
Yeah, everybody can make a perception check.
Oh, crap. Just exactly when I don't want to roll a natural 20.
Oh!
All right.
And I got 17.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
I got 4.
I shoot up fireworks from my fingers. Pee! Just don't listen!
Well, especially with that natural 20, what was yours, Rafina?
Mine was 4.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear anything out there.
Rafina's like, Will's a good guy. I'm glad he said not to kill that one.
I know, I'm really touched. specific request.
Lank and Batwack, you don't hear anything as well, but you realize that you were hearing her plead and beg and, ask to let her go or not hurt her, and then suddenly you're not hearing anything.
Do you trust that he would not murder her if you told him not to murder her? Blank asks Will slash Mayor.
I think that I have some control over him. He's going to, this is a lie, so I probably have to lie, roll to lie. But I think Will inside thinks he has a lot of control over this guy, but I think he's going to say, I think I have some control over him. I mean, I guess it's possible that he did something because he's so upset. That's what he says.
Deception.
Okay.
Anybody who's talking to Will.
Oh, no.
can roll insight.
I got a 9.
So if you beat a 9.
If I'm talking to him, I roll insight?
Yeah, you can, if you want to, if you, I mean,
if
everybody.
If you really want to know.
How about everybody roll insight? Go ahead.
Shit.
And if you beat a 9.
15.
Oh, no.
16.
Oh, no.
Will!
What?
I got 11.
All right. You all think Will is hiding something.
Yeah, but I always think that. Is this going to...
Specifically...
Wait a second,
it's just this
Will.
Bouquet of flowers He's... up my sleeve. Poof. It's this that I'm hiding. Surprise.
The strain of having to keep up this deception means that you're not a good liar right
yeah,
now, Will.
Yeah, I'm a little stressed
this.
Out. Yeah.
I'm going to go
Let's see how much
on...
control Will has.
Okay. Yeah.
We should go check on whoever the other one... Merida.
Yeah.
Greg doesn't have kids.
Greg has not seen Brave. You should see it, though. It's good.
It is a good one.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty much point for point the plot, so you probably can skip it, actually.
Merida gets murdered. Oh, man. Disney.
Yeah, it's a little bit dark.
All right, so, Lank, you're going to go out to check on
yes.
Merida and Izek. You go out in the hall. There's nobody there. The door to the kitchen... This is down the hall to the right, is just swinging closed. There is a significant pool of blood right outside the door and a trail leading away from it towards that door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to lean back in. Hey, Bathway, can I borrow you for a moment?
Yeah, I was already on my way out, so
okay.
you like open the door right into my face. Thanks.
Oh, sorry, Bathway. I won't claim to be the most adept at tracking, but this seems like something worth following.
Yeah, also, if he goes to his bedroom or really anywhere else on the second floor, this story's about to change quite a lot.
Oh my god.
That's true, too. Aww. Although I did just see him go, because the kitchen's on the first floor, right?
It is. There is a set of stairs in the kitchen.
Good point. We should go after him.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.